Time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to do in our neck of the woods.
Man, what a weekend it's going to be, because just trying to get around downtown this week has been an adventure.
Yeah, we've got a lot happening this weekend. Like, the Art Center is doing its grand opening. We're doing the Tires and Tunes 70th birthday party on Graham Street from 2 to 6.
What? Tell me more about that,
Well,
Aaron.
It's going to be the Tires and... It's only the Tires and Tunes 70th birthday bash at Chapel Hill Celebration at Midway, Brad.
Oh, man.
It's from 2 to 6 p.m. on North Graham Street and around West Franklin in downtown Chapel Hill, with live music from Jesse Fox, the Shoal Diggers, and Ladyfingers. And great food and special sales and deals from stores, and I'll be there. And
You'll be there, too. I will also be there.
Because I'm your ride.
For all of you who know what I look like and have met me before, I will be there, not signing autographs from question mark to question mark.
And there's like a ton of things happening around downtown this weekend, and it's the first week of the students being back on campus. So, like, there's that craziness as well. It's nuts.
Yeah. Is real weird. Like, going through downtown, seeing a bunch of freshmen or not quite freshmen running across the street, going to their favorite places, not a care in the world.
Right, right. Against traffic, because why not?
Not against traffic, because why not?
So, all right, so it's back to school time.
It is.
Students are back in session at UNC. So for this week's date night, what is a date night idea that takes you back to your college experience? What's a nostalgic, like, getting back to your, I came to Chapel Hill to go to school and I fell in love with the area and decided to stick around, and dag nabbit, everything in Franklin Street is changing and they're putting up big buildings and this and that and the other thing, but there are some places in Chapel Hill that you can still, like, relive that college nostalgia. Where do you go?
This is a really hard prompt, because I racked my brain for quite a while on what are the iconic events. It's like, oh, like, you could go to Hector's for cheese. Peppers.
With this prompt is that it automatically incentivizes everyone to be like, back in my day, there was this one place that you would go to and you got sick every single time you went, and we loved it.
Okay, it was the rat, and that was the lasagna you were talking about.
I've heard good things about the gambler.
Or you go to Miami Subs and you get the bottle of Dom Perignon that I'm to this day convinced was just a prompt, because it was on the menu for $185. But I have an answer for you.
All right.
Being less affluent when I came to the university,
as many college students are. Even the ones with rich parents are still college students, so they don't have a lot of money to go around.
So, like, sometimes, like, you don't have, like, a meal plan swipe you can bum off of somebody, and you start out your day at Sutton's.
Okay, I like that.
And you go to Sutton's. I would go there pretty regularly and get a, like, fountain, like, vanilla Coke,
right?
Like, where you get the Coke and, like, it's like a soda jerk shop. You get crinkle cut fries and a sandwich, and have not been there in forever, but I assume that it is pretty much completely unchanged.
I believe it's pretty similar.
And then you can go up and down Franklin Street from there, going, well, back in my day, this was a place called Silent Sam's, and I never went there, but they opened up an amazing place called McAllister's. And you get your own kind of, like, crap tour of Chapel Hill with the person you're with, if the person you're with gives crap tours, but at least your belly's full of hamburgers, crinkle cut fries, and vanilla Cokes.
This is way before my time, but I both am totally unsurprised and also still can't believe that they opened up a place called Silent Sam's.
How much
we've changed.
Is wild, for sure. Yeah. But that's my first pitch for you, is start at Sutton's because you're looking for a deal, and then you know, you can take all that money you've got other places on Franklin Street or elsewhere.
Just down the road from Sutton's, about a block, is another iconic Chapel Hill establishment that's been around for years and years and years. Most people who are listening to this will have had the experience of this place being on Franklin Street when they were in college, if they were in college at UNC. And it's still going strong to this day, and I'm talking about Four Corners.
Oh, yes. Also loved Four Corners.
Originally opened by our own Art Chansky.
The one and only.
As part of the original ownership team. Which I only found out recently.
A great thing about Four Corners, which I think was like Woody's Tar Heel Tavern, like back in my day before it really like steered into the Four Corners nomenclature, was that like you could get lunch for $3.
Yep.
And it depended on what it was. I think Tuesdays or Wednesdays was Chicken Parm Day, and would go and like actually get a full meal for $5, and it was incredible.
And nothing then, says romance like a full chicken parm meal for $5.
Okay, listen.
No, I'm agreeing. Like you, I'm not being sarcastic. This is correct.
You have your sarcasm voice in face.
I always have my sarcasm voice.
But the more money you save on like a romantic lunch, the more money you can splash upon your boo, because I've got the ultimate, like, super posh date night idea. Have always wanted to do this and have never, like, had the means to do it. What if you just stopped by, Four Corners,
right,
got your $2 chicken parm, and then got nice clothes for Julian to plan your next date night, because that fancy.
And then you can wear those over to the Carolina Inn and do Fridays on the front porch while they celebrate their 100th anniversary starting tonight.
Yeah, or, you know, if you go right now, you can get your suit and wear it to the 70s party that we're doing down by Midway.
There you go. And that is date night. Brad Bender, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.